Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
You know, I heard this song the other day. Well, I've obviously heard it before, but I heard it the other day and I thought to myself, wow, I haven't heard this for a while. Songs like this are starting to come back, aren't they? Anyway, welcome back into Roundup. Welcome to Arrow FM. I'm back. For how long? I don't know. This could be an everlasting thing. I could do this for the next million years if I have to, but I don't think I am going to. Anyway, it is the 12th of February, Wednesday morning. I was going to be here last week, but do you know what happened? I got a bit too caught up and I didn't plan a show, and I come unprepared today, relatively unprepared today. But I'm here because I said that I was going to be here, and I'm here, and you can't get rid of me now because I'm here. What did I get up to over the Christmas and New Year holiday? I don't think I did much. Most of it would have been drag racing, yes. So both in Masterton and in Christchurch. So I did that. Christmas was okay. I don't remember Christmas. It wasn't because I got drunk or anything. I just don't remember what happened in Christmas. And the New Year was good, actually, to be fair. One of the best I've had in a while. So there we go. Anyway, let's just get straight into the politics, or the political things of the year. Two polls have been released this month so far. I think there may have been three, but I didn't catch what the third one was. It isn't too crucial, but the support for the government is slowly dropping. But this doesn't particularly mean that the left are in, because the election is a wee while away yet. The One News Variant poll shows that National dropped 3 points to 34%. The ACT Party went up a point to 9%. New Zealand First dropped 1 point to 5%. They had Labour on 33%, the Greens on 10%, and Te Pātihi Māori on 4%. As close as that poll is, the left bloc would have 61 seats, the minimum able to be form a government. So the opposition is coming back in the government. So the Variant poll and the preferred Prime Minister ratings had Chris Luxon on 22%, the lowest rating he's had since taking the PM job. Hipkins up point to 17%, and then the Taxpayers Union poll had National on 31.9%, 31.9%, yes, Labour on 31.3%, that's pretty close, ACT on 10%, New Zealand First on 6.4%, the Greens 13.2%, and Te Pātihi Māori on 4.4%. These polls have nothing to party about, right? The opposition and the government are pretty neck and neck at each other. But all it's saying is that, one, the government's not doing a very good job, and two, the opposition has come up with nothing better to be able to, well, take over the government in the polls, really. A bit more political chat later on the program. A lot of scams going around, aren't there? Have you seen about the catfishing ones? You know, the quite big cases of catfishing? Major catfishing, actually. One saw a lady who thought she was in a relationship with Brad Pitt. Obviously, this fake Brad Pitt was a little bit sick, and the lady ended up giving him over $1 million. So that's not to the real Brad Pitt, because the real Brad Pitt doesn't need $1 million, because he has $1 million. But this catfishing Brad Pitt scammed a lady out of $1 million. And then there was another one I saw of someone pretending to be New Zealand's very own Martin Henderson. She got scammed out of $375,000. To the fake Martin Henderson. I imagine these are lonely people who are falling for these fake celebrity relationships. How would you not realise? I mean, how would you think that is real? Are these catfishers using AI or Photoshop, or are they just using pictures off of the internet of these guys? Also, I wouldn't give money to a person I've never met before. Catfishing is quite bad. I remember it was the one who thought he was in love with Katy Perry. I'll look into that while we play our next song. But he thought I think it was something like he thought he was texting Katy Perry, and then this TV show kind of took over the phone and found out who this lady was, and they agreed to meet up in person. So the guy goes to meet Katy Perry. Turns out it's not Katy Perry, and then he goes, "Well, I am talking to Katy Perry. I don't know who that is," but he was talking to this catfisher the whole time. Our first song because I love this song. And it's a bummer it's not on Spotify. You know, you want to go for, well, I was going to say go for a run, but I don't run. But you might be out in the car or something, and you know how you hook up your Spotify and you want to listen to some music. This Rod Stewart song, I don't want to talk about it. This particular one that was recorded at the Royal Albert Hall, it's not on Spotify. But it's marvellous because it's a duet with Amy. I don't know where her last name is. Amy Bally, is it? Or Ballet. Listen to this if you haven't heard this already. This is an amazing song, and particularly with this duet. So I hope you enjoy.
I can tell by your eyes that you probably been crying forever. And the stars in the sky don't mean nothing to you, they're a mirror. If I stay here just a little bit longer, if I stay here, won't you listen to my heart? If I stay all alone, will the shadows hide the colors of my heart? Blue for the tears, black for the nights. Free as the stars in the sky, don't mean nothing to you, they're just a mirror.
Absolutely beautiful song, just bloody marvellous. Anyway, Donald Trump warns that all hell will break loose if the Israeli hostages are not released by Saturday, so that'll be kind of Sunday this time. I have to try to find the audio of it. But he wants to take over Gaza. He just wants Gaza, right? He didn't say he wanted to buy it. He just said, we'll own it, we'll have it, we'll turn it into a beautiful place. It sounds like the most chaotic and idiotic thing I've ever heard in my life. But when it comes to that guy, it doesn't really surprise me. Also, some good news over the last few weeks. The speed limit from Masterton to Featherstone finally got raised to 100. Who's happy with that? Well, I'm happy with that. The only thing that really peed me off, so the day they announced it, the day after that, we went to Wellington. And we were still stuck behind cars who were doing 80 kilometres, which was really annoying when the minute you leave a town such as Masterton or Carterton, there's a big 100 sign right there and people are absolutely oblivious to it. Now, if someone's up your bottom in a car and you think that you might be going the wrong speed, I think you should just pull over. But they need to make it more obvious. Hopefully now, I might go for a drive this week to Featherstone just to see how people were reacting to the speed limits, to see if people are doing 100 yet, because it does get quite annoying when you are trying to go the speed limit, but the car in front of you is not allowing you to go to the speed limit. And also, there's been other places around, such as just as you're going past Solway Copthorne, it's been raised back to 70 again, so from Solway up to the roundabout, 70, and then obviously from the roundabout, it goes, or from the tractor agricultural area, it goes 100 just as you hit the bridge. And then 100 right through to Carterton, and then you go 70 at that corner, just to go 50 in the next less than 100 metres. So there we go. That's good to be back. Also, and I saw this story the other day on Facebook. Don't believe everything you see on Facebook. Don't believe everything you see from the media. This is the Wired Up Emirs set a site on stupid road decisions. So they've called it a stupid road decision. So the battle to return Wired Up's highway to 100 has been won, but a new one is brewing. Wired Up leaders have called for an independent review of safety improvements previously made to State Highway 2. We've corrected one stupid decision, now we have to focus on the other stupid decision that had been made, Carterton Mayor Ron Marks said. The government recently increased the speed limit from 80 kilometres back to 100 on State Highway 2 between Marston and Featherstone, a move that many in the community had been pushing for. Mark and Marston Mayor Gary Caffell have asked Wired Up MP Mike Butterick to get the Minister of Transport to initiate an independent review of safety improvements on State Highway 2, particularly between Carterton and Masterton. After years of planning and consultation, work began on 2022 on three new roundabouts, which you've probably been through, and flexible safety barriers in various locations on the highway between Carterton and Masterton. The work was part of the Safety Improvement Program delivering on the previous government's Road to Zero directive. The top speed on the stretch of the road was also reduced to 80, but this was returned to 100. Driven by the coalition government's policy shift towards enforcement and road maintenance over speed reductions and safety infrastructure. While the roundabouts have proved popular for road users, the median barriers and turnaround bays have drawn criticism. Carterton Mayor Ron Marks said because of the barriers, the Carterton Marston corridor was too narrow, with limited ability for emergency services to pass other motorists safely. It had created choke points that prevented first responders from passing slow-moving vehicles such as tractors and harvesters, he said. That adds journey time for fire, ambulance and police jeopardies lives, he said. He said money would have been better spent acquiring land to widen the highway. The whole debacle smacks of academics over road safety engineers who do not live in Wired Up and making decisions and putting the local knowledge and lived experience of our folk to one side to push an unrealistic and over-the-top safety agenda. Caffell supported the call for an independent review, such a review should assess whether the modifications were warranted, if they respect the value for money, and whether alternative solutions could have delivered better safety and accessibility outcomes, he said. Now, you're driving from Marsden to Carterton, right? And yes, you have those cheese cutters in the middle of the road, which have caused more accidents than what there were before we had the cheese cutters in the middle of the road. And then You can't go. So if you want to go to what's that place called? Is it J&L there, or is it Ravensdown? Just as you're going, you know, past the second roundabout on the way to Carterton, and if you work there, you have to go all the way down the road to the turnaround bay just to turn around and go to your work. You might even live there as well, and you've got to go all the way. You've got to add another 5 minutes onto your journey. Could be 10 minutes if you're stuck behind a tractor. So I do agree with the whole widening the roads would have been smarter. And to be fair, when they started this whole dribble back in 2022, I thought they were widening the road. Maybe they weren't widening the road, but it would be ideal to widen the road and put two lanes in, right? In fact, when the work was started, that's what it looked like what was happening. It looked like they were widening the road, but they weren't. They have the road, and then they have this piece on the side of it that's there for about a kilometre before it disappears. So widen the road. The next song for the morning, Scorpions, Wind of Change. I probably played it last time, but, you know, I've forgotten so much since last time. I even forgot my headphones as I was coming up here this morning, actually, believe it or not. I got into the studio and then went, huh, went back to the car and grabbed my headphones. It is gone, 8:15.
Follow the Moskwa down to Gorky Park, listening to the wind of change. August summer night, soldiers passing by, listening to the wind of change. That we could be so close, like brothers. The future's in the air, can feel it everywhere. I'm blowing with the wind of change.
Good morning to you if you're just joining us right now. It is just gone 8:20, and as I'm Joe DeCy, and this is Roundup on RFM. Anyway, Philadelphia Eagles bet the Kansas City Chiefs today in the Super Bowl. How would you read the score here? I don't know anything about American football, so I wouldn't. It just says 40-22, but then it says 18-3. So maybe it was 40-22. It could have been. I don't know. But 126 million people, roughly, tuned into the Super Bowl yesterday and watched it. Also, the Philly guys have gone absolutely crazy after beating the Kansas City Chiefs and have just set towels on fire everywhere. Yes, towels to drive yourself. Everywhere around Philadelphia, so they must be pretty happy about that win. Also, there's been lots of memes coming out post the match about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, which I think I need to address about this. So there was a big conspiracy or a big, social media speculation going on that he may have, it was a bit of a game really, or a meme, whatever you want to call it, that he was going to propose to Taylor Swift after the match. Now, this isn't straight from his mouth. This was just a bit of speculation that was being posted about everywhere, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, whatever you want to look at. And basically, because they didn't win the match, he didn't propose. Now, I don't think that was going to happen. I don't think he was going to propose. I think that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. But I do know that when they break up, that's when Taylor Swift's new album will come out, won't it? Because she'll write a breakup song and a breakup album about breaking up with Travis Kelce. So good on the Philly Eagles for beating the Kansas City Chiefs. That's an end to their winning era. Just quickly, anybody had Reburger, the new burger joint, let's move to town, in Kurupuni? I had it the day after it opened. I quite enjoyed it, to be fair. It wasn't too bad. I think I got a chicken burger and a beef burger, but I instantly regretted it because I thought, oh, it must be like Macca's. You know how Macca's advertises on the TV, a big burger, and then you get it, and it's about the size of a cookie. Well, that's what I thought was going to happen today. When I got Reburger, I beg your pardon. I thought it was going to be a small burger. But then I opened up the box. The box was big. I opened up the box, and I thought, that's a pretty decent-sized burger. I got through the first one okay, struggled on the second one. I was about to give up. Reburger, if you haven't had it already, go try it out. People say it's better than Burger King. It depends what you like. Some people say Reburger's better and some people say Burger King's better. And McDonald's, you don't even have McDonald's in there because I'm looking at this thing from McDonald's right now and they've put pineapple in a burger. Pineapple in a pizza is bad enough. You don't put it in a burger. It's called the Pineapple Burger, I believe, which has, you can either have a steak patty or a chicken patty, pineapple, lettuce, and a burger. I wouldn't eat that at all. Anyway, we're going to talk about Super Rugby coming up a bit later on the program. To our next song at the moment, Glory Days by Bruce Springsteen, so we'll get on to that. Also, Warren Gatland is out as the Wales coach after winning 13 straight losses. He didn't win anything, he lost to them all. This is The Boss here on Arrow FM. 8:27, welcome back into Arrow FM. What have you been watching lately? I've been watching Breaking Bad. I watched Breaking Bad. I haven't finished it, but I'm enjoying it. I've watched lots of movies. And what did we just finish up? We finished up Schitt's Creek, which is the Levy father and sons. Amazing show, amazing sitcom, good comedy. If you haven't watched it already, give it a watch. It's on Netflix. And obviously, I think that most people in this world have watched Breaking Bad because it's rated as the best TV show of all time. Now, I've watched The Office 1,100,000 times, but I never got around to watching Breaking Bad. And we just started it on Sunday, and we're already on season 3. So we're getting through it pretty quickly. One thing I can say, great acting. And they must have had a low budget because it's filmed in pretty poor quality. But it's great acting. It's well worth the watch. Interesting. I've been told that there's a major twist in it. I haven't come to the twist yet, so I'm waiting for that. I got hooked on the first episode. Absolutely amazing episode. Shortland Street has been moved to 3 days a week now, right? So Shortland Street's on 3 days a week. Didn't really have a storyline. I watched it yesterday, and I watched it on Monday, and they're in advanced. They've kind of skipped a few weeks since the last episode or the cliffhanger last year. So instead of going on from the cliffhanger, it's like boom. And it's I don't think it's called Shortland Street anymore. It's called Shortland Street New Blood. I'm still trying to figure out whether that means because the hospital's been rebranded and the actual show itself has been rebranded, as in from the network, or whether that's because the two new people on it are kind of new blood to the show. Either way, a lot of feedback on Shortland Street that I've seen through comments and critics and reactions and so, they've called it absolutely rubbish. Now, I think I would have to agree, but one thing I can say is that I'd rather watch Shortland Street than watch that Married at First Sight. You know, the question that I've been asked a lot lately, are you watching Married at First Sight? And I would say, why would I even watch Married at First? Is it called Married at, or is it called Maffers? Is that how you say it? Everyone's calling it Maffers. I wouldn't watch it. I saw a video on it. It's as fake as Shortland Street, actually. So they were doing a shoot, and then they mucked up the shoot, so they went back and they reshot it, and the public was watching. So that's as great as a reality TV show as you can get it. As I was saying, Super Rugby. So let's get on to that. I forgot to open up the tab. Super Rugby coming up this weekend. This is not pre-season. We're in it. We're straight into week one this week. Friday, 7:05 p.m., Crusaders versus the Hurricanes. I'd probably go for the Hurricanes on that one. Also on Friday at 9:35, we have the Waratahs v. the Highlanders. Following next day on Saturday, the 15th of February at 4:35, Fiji Drua takes on the Brumbies. And at 7:05, the Blues take on the Chiefs. And then on 9:35 on Saturday, it's Force versus Moana Pacifica, where you probably have seen by now, if you haven't already, that Adi Savia has jumped ship and is now the captain of Moana Pacifica. If I were to do a multi-bet, which I'm not going to, I would go Hurricanes over the Crusaders. Would I say Highlanders over the Waratahs? That's a bit... That would hurt the Highlanders. That would hurt us Kiwis. Highlanders over the Waratahs, as much as I think that's not going to be the case. I would go Drua over the Brumbies, Blues over the Chiefs, and, Moana Pacifica and the Force. I mean, they have Adi Savia, who will carry the team, so I'll probably have to go Moana Pacifica over the Force. Who am I backing this year to win the Super Rugby title? The Blues. I'm backing the Blues. I'm not backing the Hurricanes. I didn't back the Hurricanes last year. And for a bit there, I thought maybe I'm regretting not backing the Hurricanes because they made it all the way up to the semi-finals. Then they lost to the Chiefs at Wellington at Sky Stadium in Wellington. That was an upset. Nobody actually saw that coming. And then the Blues ended up taking away. So I'm just going with the Blues again. Because why not? All Blacks sponsor Ineos is having some problems. I'm just going to find that story again, then I'll come back to you with the information. This doesn't mean that the All Blacks are running out of money or whatever the headline might try and make it out of. Like, did anybody see David Seymour driving that attempting to drive that Land Rover up the steps at Parliament the other day? Well, he just got yelled at, didn't he, by the security guard? 8:32. This is Man Eater by Daryl Hall and John Oates. That is Man Eater there on RFM. Now, I've just seen another bloody thing about Married at First Sight here. It's something about Married at First Sight. I don't know. Why are they posting that on the Herald? Because nobody cares about Married at First Sight. Anyway, the INEOS thing. So New Zealand Rugby is suing INEOS, which is a sponsor of the All Blacks, for an alleged breach of contract that will leave the national organisation exposed to potential multi-million-dollar losses. So New Zealand Rugby informed the provincial unions today, or yesterday, it was launching legal action after INEOS, the world's largest chemical producer, owned by British billionaire Sir Jim Ratcliffe, abruptly walked away from its lucrative sponsorship agreement 3 years early and failed to make its first payment in 2025. So INEOS agreed a six-year sponsorship agreement with New Zealand Rugby in 2022. Its branding is visible on the All Blacks, the training jerseys, The Black Ferns and both Seven Sides jerseys. But with Ratcliffe now wanting out immediately, that branding will be removed. So we'll see a new jersey come out this year. The Stoush could have widespread ramifications for the New Zealand rugby ecosystem, with financial challenges already throughout the game, particularly at the grassroots level. And Ineos among the three major sponsors alongside Adidas. And I've never figured out, no one knows, does anybody know, is it Altrad or Altrad or Altrad or whatever it is? So anyway, the Ineos deal was believed to be worth $8 million to New Zealand rugby. So they're not paying up. They don't want to sponsor the All Blacks anymore. They're gone, we're not sponsoring you. Which is silly, because they're going to be very rich when we win the next World Cup, aren't we? Aren't they? Because the All Blacks are going to win the next World Cup. And the next World Cup is in 2027 in Australia. I think I'm going to tour with the All Blacks for that one. That'll be a good World Cup. We're going to win. I don't care what the Springboks say. The Springboks are not telling the truth. They might say that they're going to win, but they aren't going to win. Anyway, I've got to fly in about 5 minutes, so I'll play the last song for the morning. And the reason why I'm playing this song is I'm not going to have it as a funeral song or a wedding song, as someone might say, but I love Neil Diamond. Now, he's such a great artist, and he sings all different types of songs, and he has really good songs on here. But this one in particular, I guess you could say, I would probably use it as a karaoke song, because it's not too much of a high key. Let's see if you'll get it. You know what that is? It is Neil Diamond. I believe this is probably his best song, and it's called I Am, I Said.
Ellie is fine, the sun shines most of the time, and the feeling is laid back. Palm trees grow and rents are low, but you know, keep thinking about making my way back. Well, I'm New York City born and raised, but nowadays I'm lost between two shores. LA's fine, but it ain't home. New York's home, but it ain't mine no more. To no one there, and no one heard at all, not even the chair. I am, I cried. Did you ever read about a frog who dreamed of being a king and then became one? Well, except for the names and a few other changes, if you talk about me, the story's the same one. But I got an emptiness deep inside that I've tried, but it won't let me go. And I'm not a man who likes to swear, but I never cared for the sound of being alone. I am, I said, to no one there, and no one heard at all, not even the chair. I cried, I am, said I, and I am lost, and I can't even say why. I am, I said.
One of the very best, Neil Diamond. One of the very best. Anyway, I've got to fly. A few things quickly. One, the drags are on this weekend at Master the Motorplex. So if you want to watch some drag racing, go down, be a good meeting. Two, if you're going Masterton to Featherstone, please do 100 kilometres. I don't want to be stuck behind someone doing 80. And number three, what was the third one I was going to do? It won't come to me now because I've got to fly. My mind's set, and the next thing I've got to do, it's 8:43. Catch you later.